time for our local hero spotlight with Claire Morneau from CESA and Andrew Lacoste. Andrew, you are the beacon of hope in this cold and dismal tundra that we have been experiencing here for the last couple weeks, because you are the winter market manager for the Northampton Winter Market, which is every Saturday in Northampton. What sort of hopeful, green-looking things are we to expect at this winter market tomorrow and every Saturday in Northampton?
Green things, kale, lettuce, chard.
I heard yesterday on my show that kale is so last year.
It's over.
Chard is where it's at for this for 2015. Do you verify that as a market manager?
I can't speak to that. I think collards are becoming more popular right now.
Yeah, that's kind of old school.
Yeah.
Like on Run DMC. That's
it's where connected I first to learned the bacon thing. Greens. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Now, Claire, give me a little bit more perspective from CESA's perspective about winter markets and the rise of the winter market over the last couple of years.
We have seen some growth, which seems to have pretty much leveled off at this point in winter markets. How long has the Northampton winter market been going on? Since 2009?
Yes.
This year, we have 4 ongoing winter markets that are happening regularly throughout the winter.
And regularly meaning every week?
Well, the Amherst and Northampton markets are weekly. There's a market in Springfield that happens on the 2nd and 4th Saturday of the month, and the Greenfield market is the first Saturday of every month.
How do you know what Saturday of the month it is? I know so many people that base their whole lives, and I'm like, why don't you do this every like third Wednesday? And I'm like, I don't know what the flip Wednesday it is.
I think you have to use the internet for that.
And is there like an app that says it'll tell you which of the month it is?
I'm sure there is.
My friend created an app in Montague called montaguepaperorplastic.com, or it's like a website. So
yeah,
it tells you if it's recycling paper week or recycling plastic week. So somebody
yeah
needs to come with like a, it's the third Wednesday
yeah
app. But Northampton, easy, every Saturday.
Every right Saturday.
I know when Saturday is. Andrew, what brought you to the world of market management?
I had been working for farms in the Valley for the past 3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm,
and I love being at farmers markets. So it seemed like a good fit for me.
Now, the Greenfield winter market was the sort of the forerunner.
Yes.
It was a kind of a novel idea for a time there. And it was only,
right,
I think it only happened once, right?
Right.
In its first couple of years?
Yeah, that was the original winter fair. It was a one-day market. That's been going on for a number of years. Eventually, that one shifted into being a monthly market. And the winter fair component of it, which is, you know, workshops and bartering and all these other fun things, has become just one of the special days that happens during the course of the market year. And so CESA is bringing that same sort of winter fair fun special event to the ongoing markets in Northampton, Amherst, Springfield, and in Greenfield,
and
too.
And so tomorrow, your time in Northampton for the fair?
Our time, yes.
So what will CESA be bringing to up the winter market ante?
We have a number of workshops scheduled throughout the day.
Like?
There's going to be one on making your own yogurt. There's going to be one called the Herbal Localvore, which is about making herbal remedies using locally available ingredients.
Hmm.
There's going to be one on backyard chickens, which is going to be run by a professional chicken wrangler.
Chickener?
Yes.
Anything else interesting happening with the winter fair?
Yes. CESA is also going to be doubling SNAP or food stamps up to $10.
Well, that's great because Republicans are consistently trying to cut them. So this is the
right
only way we can make up that difference.
Yeah. And so the markets accept SNAP all the time. And then in honor of winter fair, CESA is going to be doubling it as a little extra incentive. And the other exciting thing that's going on is that we're going to be doing a food swap at 1 p.m. So that's sort of a bartering event. It's to wrap up the workshop schedule.
When I envisioned what a food swap looked like, it was like a mother bird chewing up food and spitting it into a baby bird's
mouth. It's going to be a lot less intimate than that.
Claire Morneau from CESA and Andrew Lacoste from the Northampton Winter's Market. You can find more about all the winter markets at buylocalfood.org.